Hello, hello, ghosts and ghouls. Get ready for this flight. It's 5 weeks ghoulish episodes starting now at midnight. Classic micro break specials remastered for your ears. So grab a pint of your favorite brew and toast a ghostly cheer. Anyhow, this is Michael J. Mayone, your host of the Microbreak Podcast, and for the entire month of October, you will be hearing Halloween specials from 2020 and 2021. I am doing a lot of traveling this month, and it's going to be difficult to get these episodes out while I'm on the road. But rest assured, these episodes are priceless, including the legendary Vincent Price ending it on Halloween Day. So you're not going to want to miss this. They've been digitally remastered and enhanced for better sound quality because some of them go back a few years, and I wasn't even using this recording program at the time. You guys have an amazing October. It's also my birthday month. Do you celebrate your birthday during Halloween month? Well, let me know on my Twitter page at @micro_break or Michael J. Mayone. Vincent Price is widely regarded as one of the most iconic and beloved horror movie actors in the world. He successfully combined elegance, humor, talent, and charm to capture the attention of fans across the globe. Throughout his 60-plus year movie career, he appeared in countless classic horror movies as well as classic films outside the horror genre. And folks, what about that amazing creepy voice? On this artist spotlight, we dig a little deeper into the life and career of the legendary Vincent Price on this episode of Micro Break. Everybody, and welcome to another episode of Micro Break, the podcast for humans with the attention span of a goldfish. I'm your host, Michael J. Mayone, and we are rocking episode 68 and talking about the legendary Vincent Price. Very, very popular name. All ages know this guy. He died October of 1993 at the ripe old age of 82. He was born in 1911, Vincent Leonard Price Jr. He's known for so many movies, mostly in the horror genre. To name just a few, in 1953 was House of Wax. And you can find these little snippets. I'm going to play a few snippets throughout this episode. You have to get a taste of this guy. If you've never heard of Vincent Price, boy, oh boy, are you missing out, man. This guy's legendary. Remember the song Thriller by Michael Jackson? And there's that creepy voice guy. not my creepy voice guy for my Halloween specials, but the actual creepy voice guy that's doing the voiceover over the music towards the end of the song. Well, that, of course, is the voice of Vincent Price. Anytime, taste
rolling. Hi, this is Michael Jackson.
And this is Vincent Price inviting you to
The Thriller.
Darkness falls across the land. The midnight hour is close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell.
The original, The Fly, not the one with Jeff Goldblum, but the original, 1958, The Pit and the Pendulum in 1961, The Last Man on Earth in 1964, I can keep going. Theater of Blood, 1973. The Great Mouse Detective, 1986. Now, that's where he gets a little witty. You see, Vincent was a man of all people, of all ages, of all races, anywhere in the world. His career, 60 plus years, was something to be recognized because he paved the way for so many other creepy voices and creepy guys. And there's so much information on his legacy, on his life, and all the things that he accomplished. So, Vincent was born, I'm going to call him Vincent, like we're friends, in 1911 in St. Louis, Missouri. He was the youngest of four children. And his dad was the president of the National Candy Company. That's kind of interesting tidbit of information that nobody probably has ever heard before. He attended St. Louis County Day School and Milford Academy in Milford, Connecticut. In 1933, he graduated with a degree in English and a minor in art history from Yale University. I was just on Yale University campus a few months back. And I can't believe that Vincent Price walked those same cobblestone streets. Wow, that's kind of neat. After teaching for a year or so, he entered Courtauld Institute of Art in London. And I might not be saying that right. Courtauld, it's spelled Courtauld, Institute of Art in London, and intending to study for his master's degree in fine arts. Instead, he was drawn to the theater. We're always drawn to the theater. First appearing on stage professionally in 1934, his acting career began in London in 1935, performing with Orson Welles' Mercury Theater. Yes, so Mercury Theater was owned by Orson Welles. That's a story for another time. In 1936, Vincent Price appeared as Prince Albert in the American production of Lawrence Houseman's play Victoria Regina, which starred Helene Hayes in the title role of Queen Victoria. Is it Helene Hayes? I hope I got your name right, Helene. This show is not about you. It's about Vincent Price. So, when we come back on the second half, we're going to dive even deeper. We're still in the 30s here, folks. Like I said, over 60 years in his career. But we're going to jump right into the 60s and take it all the way to the end. Right after this. Hey friends, I wanted to talk to you about a new app I discovered called Newsly. Newsly is an all-in-one audio super app for iOS and Android. It searches the web for the most trending topics and reads them to you in a natural human voice. It's like having your very own news journalists. Browse content from sports, science, technology, entertainment, and much more. They even have podcasts, and Microbreak is no exception. Download and start listening to the free Newsly app today. Even better, use the promo code in the show notes below to receive 1 month of Newsly Premium for free. Now stop scrolling and start listening.
The Buena Park Waxworks, I'm one of the figures, and then they have a thing now that they've just opened up called the Black Box. And you walk into it and all the kids are invited in, and then this sepulchral tone comes out of a coffin, and it's me. It's me, can you believe it? Lying there in that coffin. Happy as a clam. They paid me a lot of money. It's a lot of money.
And we're back. We're back with the second half of Micro Break, the podcast for humans with the attention span of a goldfish. Well, you made it this far. Did you subscribe to the show? That's a good question. I think it's a fair question. Did you actually hit subscribe or follow or whatever they call it nowadays? Because you want to hear content like this and much, much more, you're going to have to follow me. And if you're already a fan of the show, please rate and review the show. So here we are talking about the legendary Vincent Price. And I said we'd bump up to the 1960s. So let's go ahead and do that. I'm cramming 60 years into 15 minutes. That's tricky. Very tricky. In the 1960s, Price achieved a number of low-budget film-making successes with Roger Corman, starting with The House of Usher in 1960, which earned about $2 million at the box office in the U.S., and then he moved on to a Edgar Allan Poe adaptation of The Pit and the Pendulum in 1961. Tales of Terror was 62, The Comedy of Terrors was 1963, The Raven in 1963. He starred in The Last Man on Earth in 1964, the first adaptation of the Richard Matheson novel, I Am Legend, and portrayed witch hunter Matthew Hopkins in Witchfinder General. His list of movies went on and on and on. Now, later in his career in the 1970s, he hosted and starred in BBC's radio horror and mystery series, The Price of Fear. Oh, get it? Vincent Price, The Price of Fear. He accepted a cameo part in the Canadian children television program, The Hilarious House of Frightenstein. Oh my God, I think I might remember this. In 1971.
And you will find that you've arrived in Frightenstein. Perhaps the Count will find a way to make his monster work today. For if he solves this monster mania, he can return to Transylvania. So welcome where the sun won't shine, to the castle of Count Frightenstein.
Very, very strange. In 1969, he recorded Witchcraft Magic, an adventure in demonology, a double album on the history and practice of witchcraft. So there you go, if you want to just listen to an audio track of Vincent Price talking about witchcraft and folk legends, witches and warlocks, this sounds like the album you want to get. I never even knew this existed. That's pretty crazy. Let's skip ahead here a little bit because he's done so much. I just want to touch on some of the highlights. Prince provided a monologue for the Alice Cooper song, Welcome to My Nightmare, in 1975. He appeared in a corresponding TV special, Alice Cooper, The Nightmare. He starred for a year in the early 1970s in the syndicated daily radio program, Tales of the Unexplained. He even made a guest appearance in the 1970 episode of Here's Lucy, showcasing his art expertise. And in 1972, he was in an episode of The Brady Bunch, in which he played a deranged archaeologist. I definitely remember that.
A word of thanks. You saved my beans, boy.
Oh, well, good.
Now, let's get on with it. Are you prepared to tell me where you found that idol, the precise spot in this cave?
That's the trouble. We don't remember exactly. You see, we found it while you were trying to scare us away.
Shall we believe him, Oliver?
Believe us, Oliver, believe us.
If you untie us, Professor, we're sure we can help you find the exact spot.
All right, I'll untie you. But don't try to run away, because if you do...
In October 1976, he also appeared as a feature guest in an episode of The Muppet Show. In 1976, he recorded a cover track of Bobby Boris Pickett's Monster Mash as a 45 RPM single. So much more that he was involved in. Of course, that iconic voice, the iconic career in both movies and audio, but he was also an artist. Remember, folks, he studied art history along with his English at Yale and was an art lover and collector. He also spent some time working as an art consultant for Sears and Roebuck from 1962 to 1971. Sears offered the Vincent Price Collection of Fine Art, selling about 50,000 fine art prints to the general public. That's pretty neat. Cooking. Boy, Price liked to cook. He considered himself a gourmet cook, and he authored several cookbooks with his second wife, Mary. Holy moly, this man has done so much. Now cue the sad music. Price suffered from chronic obstructive pulmonary disease and Parkinson's disease. His symptoms were especially severe during the filming of Edward Scissorhands, cutting his filming schedule short as necessary. One of the last things he ever did professionally was a very small part in Edward Scissorhands. He died at 82 of lung cancer on October 25th, 1993, at his home in Los Angeles. Well, there you have it, folks. The life and career of the legendary Vincent Price. And the best way to learn about Price's work is not just a 15-minute podcast from some guy in Jersey. No, it's by watching his films, listening to his voiceovers, watching YouTube videos on interviews, and diving deeper into his legendary career and life. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Have you subscribed? I asked you earlier. I still haven't heard you answer, man. So please subscribe to the podcast. You can also follow me on Twitter at @micro_Frey. Start there. Click on my link tree.
Find me everywhere and communicate. I'm trying to be Vincent Price, but I'm not.
Thank you so much for listening, and we'll catch you on the next one.